Yeah, it was a beautiful thing back then. Everything was through-hole mounted on the board. You bent the transistor pins a little bit, stuck them through the hole, flipped the board around, hit the solder joints, and that was it. It wasn't like today where you have to have a magnifying glass and a soldering tip that's a needle and all this other stuff. Now, all the places are closed. That's kind of sad. Because if you order your stuff online, you could end up with fake Chinese fake transistors there, okay?